One of my initial brainstorms on my life list was to create a beautiful thing. I reflected on what beauty meant to me throughout the 6 months leading up to and preparing for this month. I looked for clues along the way, like my time in the monastery with the monk and the moon, and whether beauty was enough to sustain me. I'd also come across another quote, which often are like signposts for me, which read, "Beauty will save the world." This intrigued me enough to include as a theme for the month of January. I thought about what the most beautiful image or idea was, and the first thing I thought of was a flock of butterflies, monarchs, floating in harmony with the wind. I found a book called The Butterfly Hunter, contacted the author, and discovered his butterfly sanctuary and research facility in the jungles of Costa Rica. So, with camera in tow, I went butterfly hunting on my pursuit of beauty. But, as things often turn out, my plans to seek out and find beauty didn't quite go the way I'd expected, especially when you go looking for butterflies in the middle of a rainforest. I guess in some ways to call this part of pursuing beauty, but that's how it feels like. It feels like this is beautiful just as much as watching butterflies or color or whatever. This is pretty awesome. Glad we're sloshing through this, the mud in our pursuit. A French philosopher once said, "There are only two things that can pierce the human heart, beauty and affliction." My time in Costa Rica reminded me of both. Because of the persistent rain, I had plenty of time and space to reflect on and try to come to terms, once again, with my father's death. I was reminded of the sabbatical summer following his funeral and my travels across the U.S. that I wrote about. Driving through Buena Vista, Colorado, I can't help but pause every few miles to take in the landscape and free air. Somewhere from nowhere, I pull my car over along the dirt road and survey the rocky hillside and sparse forest at its base, a perfect place to hike. How freeing it is to hike through an open valley before God, the one who gave me my body full of dreams and passions and pain, the one who gave me the vast Colorado expanse of beauty and power. After completing my hike, I decide to pull my canvas fold-out chair from the trunk of my car and place it in the middle of a field of aspen trees, turning colors in the fall air, white trunks with green and bright yellow leaves sprouting before a red Colorado Rocky Mountain. My heart hungers for this, for freedom amidst beauty. From hiking in the vacant valleys to dreaming in the awesome aspen fields, my soul sucks in the free air full of color and wonder, as if I am taking my last breath, or my first. I'm drawn to beauty, and sometimes I just can't get enough of it. There's a line in the movie American Beauty, spoken by a tortured teenage drug dealer who chokes out these words in between tears. "There is so much beauty in the world. I don't know if I can take it." We are surrounded by an overwhelming amount of splendor and glory, but rather than being more than I can take, it often seems as if I can't get enough of all that is good and green in this world. But both could be true. Perhaps, as I experienced that sabbatical summer, we do need more than we can get, especially if we are cut off from God's creative color in the monochromatic cement jungles of our globe. We are so removed and out of touch with our need for His nature that when we do encounter Him through natural wonder, we are like starving imprisoned children set free to a feast out of doors, and we can't get enough soul food in the time we have before we are forced back to our cinder block city cells. On one of my hikes in Montana, I met up with a young couple from the East Coast. As we walked and talked, we came to a spot on the trail that opened up to an amazing view of brilliant blue sky and a pristine lake nestled within a verdant valley. No words were spoken between us, but I know what we were all thinking and experiencing. Just breathtaking. We stopped walking and talking and breathing. We were stopped dead in our tracks by what we saw, and it took our breath away. So, both are true. There is much too much of God's glory all around us, way too much for us to take in, and we need much more than we can get or absorb. During my sabbatical summer, I sure felt like I needed more of God's nature than I could take in. My soul was screaming after my father died, "Code blue, code blue, code blue," and I was frantic for creation's response to bring me back to life. Though the rain spoiled my butterfly hunting dreams, my trip to Costa Rica wasn't a total bust. besides having the time to reflect on the power of beauty and affliction, I also got my hair braided.